It's not every day you check into a hotel and catch a fish in the lobby. It's just one of the amazing pieces of history at this hotel. We go to a legend, the Brown, in downtown Louisville. You'll be surprised with the stories this landmark has to offer on today's edition of The American Countryside.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
In 1937, the Ohio River flooded downtown Louisville. The Brown Hotel, with its 700 rooms, was one of the sites affected.
We have funny stories of people rowboating into the lobby of the Brown, and we even have one funny story of a bellman who actually caught a fish in the lobby. people would row in, and they'd row back out again.
Scott Hagen, assistant general manager at the Brown, says the hotel also served as a place to assist those displaced by the flood.
They say we had close to 1,000 people that had to take refuge because of the low-lying areas, and because we were 15 stories tall and we had 700 rooms, we had a lot of room to put those people.
The Brown was built by James Graham Brown in 1923. Its 700 rooms, each with a private bathroom, were unrivaled in the region. Brown hoped to make money, not only on offering rooms, but also as a place for people to eat and gather.
When the hotel opened, the prohibition was in full swing, so there was no drinking going on, so he was really relying on people coming and dancing. And then when the stock market crashed, he went into tough times and he defaulted on the loan.
Times proved extra difficult in the Depression, leading Brown to give an unthinkable speech.
He worked it out with the bank that they would allow him to try to work things out, and he at one point had to make a speech to his staff, which was a very difficult speech, and ask them to work without pay to help keep the Brown alive, which they all agreed to do, and they bounced back, and we've been strong ever since.
Today, the Brown is part of the Historic Hotels of America, recognized for its modern-day elegance as well as its decades-old legacy as a premier lodging and a premier place to relive some of the history of this city. Traveling the countryside in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.